That was Sean Blackman in Transit Quartet with Urazner. They're going to be doing their monthly gig at the Garden Theater tomorrow, and that's going to be a Brazilian rock fusion thing. If you're into that, should be a great show. And again, Sean Blackman is going to play at that Rock for Refugees show that I told you about earlier at the Arab American National Museum this Sunday from 2 to 10 p.m. But you know what time it is. It's 5 o'clock. It's time for a live gig. And in the studio, we have the Loose Koozies. Can you hear me, folks?
Hey, what up, Scott? How you doing, man?
All right. How you doing?
Awesome. Glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. All right. We might as well get started. What do you have for us?
Sounds good. We're going to play a new one right now. It's called Slow Down Time.
All right.
Hit it, Nick.
Life's pretty simple when you think about it. It all makes dollars and cents. And I throw away my damn computer. Stop texting pretty girls. I pack up my bag and I move up north. I grab my dog in his cage. And I go to where the air smells sweet. And I live out the rest of my day. And I move on down line to the place where I feel fine. Feel a bit free. Chopping wood grow out my hair. I lay around in my underwear. I got no shoes, got no job. I still get postcards from my mom. I move on down line to the place where I feel fine. You know I gotta slow down. A bit. You get tired of city life, yeah, you can come and be wife. You don't want to marry, that's alright. We'll just go swimming day and night. And you move on down the line to the place where you feel fine. You know you gotta slow down time. Feel a bit free. Feel a bit free. Feel a bit. Feel a bit free. A bit free. Feel a bit free.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the Loose Koozies. All right, I want to find out about that name. Is that something we can talk about on the air or not?
Yeah, totally. yeah, no, we get that a lot, but there's no dirty meaning behind it, Scott.
Okay, cool.
Literally, a beer fell out of a koozie, and someone said, wow, that's a loose koozie, and in my dumb brain of brains, I was like, that's my band's name.
Oh, okay.
Here we are.
So that very quick inspirational second thing.
You know, yeah, a lot of things happen when I have a koozie in my hand and it's got a beer in it, so, yeah.
So it fits well.
Creative streak usually is along the line of having a beer in my hand, so.
Okay, well, whatever gets you there, that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's what I tell my mom.
All right. If you don't mind, why don't you go around the room, introduce yourselves, your name, what you play, and all that good stuff.
Cool, sure thing. I'm Eric Allen. I sing and sometimes play lead guitar, mostly rhythm.
I'm Andrew Moran. Play guitar as well. No vocals here.
Nick German. I play drums.
I play bass, and I'm Aaron Davis.
Okay.
Hi.
How long you folks been together playing?
We've been a band since about like last August. Is that when we played our first show?
Yeah.
We only had a couple practices right before the first show, and we've been together ever since. This lineup, it's really great. A lot of positive vibes in this room. We're all friends. It's great.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
You sound pretty good considering you've only been playing for what? That's like what, 9 months or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. We really crammed in a lot of shows, and we've been spending a lot of time recording some stuff.
Yeah, they're still live.
Cool. Okay. With Fred Thomas.
Oh, yeah, Fred.
I'm really worried that someone is calling in right now. No, that warned me earlier. They were calling. We've been recording with Fred Thomas. We're going to have a tape out in about a month or so, and then hopefully a 7-inch after that.
Okay, so definitely things in the works for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool. Yeah, we'd... we'll get into it in a second.
Okay, cool.
Hold on a second. Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
First
song already, we got somebody calling.
What's...
David?
There's somebody named David that wants to ask a couple of questions?
I don't know about this one, but yeah, sure, go ahead. What up, Dave?
All right, well, we'll put the phone on and we'll see what happens. So we're
gonna go David.
Okay, David?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay. You had a couple of questions for the band or the band members or...
Yeah, I just thought is this a call-in show where you talk to the band or no?
Talk to me, David.
You can do it. You know, we don't do it a lot, but
okay.
But no, everything's cool. Everything's cool.
We got an hour.
Okay.
Ask away. What's up?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, David?
Can you hear him?
Hi, this is David, long-time listener, first-time caller, not necessarily listener of this station, but radio in general.
Cool.
I should turn my radio down?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, definitely. You can hear a lot better.
Okay. Okay. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear, David.
Well, I heard that song they did live a few minutes ago, and I really dug it. And I was wondering if they ever get up to northern Michigan at all. I got a bowling alley in Gladwin, Michigan, up there on the Tittabawassee River. And we're having a charity event coming up. I'm wondering if they ever do charity events.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Do you say Gladwin?
They do.
Gladwin?
Yeah, Gladwin, Michigan.
Nice.
Up there, right on the Tittabawassee. It's a sportsman's paradise.
Cool.
That's what I hear.
But, yeah, if you do charities, I mean, I think you guys have got a little bit of country in you. I think you'd be perfect for it. I don't know if you'd want to do it.
We're in.
If
I got family. I got family up there. We got a place to stay already, so that's cool. Let's do it. And I love bowling.
Right.
We all love bowling alleys, so we're in.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. I guess we could go off air and talk about it and set up the details. It's a Locker Up Benghazi.
Okay.
Thing, you know, we want to make sure people remember Benghazi because they're starting to forget about it, you know.
Yeah.
Never forget.
I already forgot.
We want to raise money to help, you know, get her where she belongs.
Yeah.
Behind bars, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that on some bumper stickers and stuff. And I'm cool.
We'll have plenty of bumper stickers we'll be able to hand out. We'll give the band free beer and bumper stickers. We've got Trump stickers.
Well, sign us up. We know he's there already.
I think you know us pretty well already, David, because we will do anything for a beer and a bumper sticker.
Well, I heard a little bit of country in the way you guys were playing, and I thought, well, they've got to be on my side on this one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're on it.
Ryan.
Yeah, we're going to put you on hold, David, but I'm going to
get
that.
Thanks,
I'm going to get those.
You're not going to hang up, are you?
No, you're just going to get on hold with our screener and going to grab those digits, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see you in Gladwin.
We'll give you back to Alan, person that answered the phone, David, and then he can take your information and one of the band members can get back with you after they're done with the performance, okay?
Okay, which one's going to get back to me?
That's up to them.
I think Andrew's going to get back with you.
Andrew?
Andrew.
Yeah.
I feel a
what's
connection.
His name?
I'll call
Andrew.
You
Andrew.
Andrew, what does he play, drums?
Lead guitar. Right?
Lead guitar.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, David.
Talk to you soon, Dave.
Okay.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a long hour, man.
Should we play Easy When You Know?
Yeah,
see, you didn't know what you were getting into when you signed on for this gig, did you?
I mean, last time I was
that's
here,
probably
we got
him
one
again.
Call.
Yeah. Well, somebody's listening. You can't say they're not. So
No.
That's cool. All right. So that's a good way to start.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. Let's do another track.
All right. Cool. This song is about that call. It's called Easy When You Know How. See, this is still easy. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I left home. I told my mom I'd be back again. I still go and see.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Wow, we didn't know how popular you guys are, you know? Hopefully, I think we have another gentleman on the line right now. His name is Alex. Can you hear us, Alex?
Oh. Yeah, man, I can hear you guys. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, you're loud and clear on this end.
All right, man. Well, it's like an honor to talk to you guys. You guys, like, I saw that first show end of last summer. It blew me away. I mean, I thought it was like, what?
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those rare bands where you guys are like, you guys have distinct personalities. It's almost like Kiss, but you guys don't need the makeup because you have such strong identities separately, and then it just meshes, and it rocks really hard. But it also kind of tickles you, you know, a little bit. And
that's what my mom
really
said.
Good.
Well, you had me a kiss, bro. I kind of stopped
like
listening.
I guess I'm just kind of like a super fan. I mean, I don't mean to be like enthusiastically. It's like almost like this Captain Beefheart sensibility mixed with just like this whole melange.
I was just really glad you didn't say Captain Tennille. I thought that's kinda, where that was going.
I mean, you guys changed my life. My life. I mean, when at that time.
Say we changed your wife?
And you guys almost made it worse. Which turned out better because it was just.
Yeah, you gotta hear rock bottom before you go forward.
That's like a positive, though. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet. Thanks for calling in, dude.
Are we gonna see you tomorrow, Alex?
Yeah, you come out to PJ's old lager house.
I'll be there like early, and I'm just trying to.
We'll sign stuff for you.
Yeah, we'll sign our non-existent merch.
What time? What's the earliest you can get there? Do you think?
I think you can go get brunch there tomorrow morning.
I'll be there for brunch. I'll bring a couple signed drumsticks for you.
Not going to do brunch, but I'm there.
We lost you there. Sorry. All right. Well, there's actually an early show at PJ's right before we play, so come check that out.
Definitely do that, and you guys keep on keeping on and keep making people's lives worse because it seems to be working because I'm addicted.
Cool, man.
Time, man, with the rock.
Yeah, rock and roll, buddy. Thanks, yeah, Alex.
It's just really genuine, and like I said, it's just all over inside me now.
Ooh, I like that. You know? Cool. I don't know if you can say that on radio, man.
But, oh, boy. We better stop
better
while we're
dump
good.
That. Dump that one out.
Yeah, I wouldn't make threats because I know how to get in touch with you. I don't know how to follow you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I think you just threatened me, but that's all right. I like it.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. Thanks for calling, Alex.
Bye. Okay, bye.
All right.
All right, cool. Man, we're going to do this in between every song? That's going to be great.
Well, you can't say it's boring, that's for sure.
It's not. I was worried. No, I wasn't worried. I wasn't worried, but I knew you'd talk to us, Scott, and we'd get this covered, but... Oh.
All right, let's do another one.
All right, yeah, this is a song. All right.
I'm
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Okay, yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that show. So that's tomorrow at PJ's.
Yeah. We're playing with Jeff German and the Blankety Blanks, which is our drummer Nick's uncle.
Yeah, that's my uncle's band.
Ah, that's how you got the gig.
Yeah, a little bit of nepotism, but it's all right, never heard.
One of the world's greatest guitar players.
Yeah. He can't hurt, right?
He is. A sick guitar player, so we're really looking forward to playing with him. And then also the other band on the bill is Television City, which is a new band. I haven't actually seen them yet, but I just met Brian from that band the other day at my other band's show, and he's a super nice guy. And that band has a bunch of members from some other pretty good bands around Detroit, Porch Sleeper and Betty Cooper, I think is one of
the
bands.
Yeah, I think I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, so bunch of scene vets. Oh, and
veterans.
And I think Dave Feeney's in that band from what I heard. So lots of cool old scene vets in the band. They probably rip. I think it's like a little power pop, a little country, kind of like we are. A little bit rock and roll. So really looking forward to this show. It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow with the old PJ's Lager House.
In Corktown.
Yeah.
They're celebrating 10 years now.
They are.
That's awesome.
Yeah. PJ's is a great place.
Love that place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm down there all the time.
Yeah.
So that's
it's
cool.
Awesome, isn't it? Probably spend too much money there, but hey, that's all right. PJ's a pretty cool guy, so
you know.
I'm on giving that dude my dough.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah.
So to clarify, though, you said there's an earlier show before your show?
Jay Clark Reed, who is a bartender at PJ's Lager House, and my bandmate Andrew Hecker from the Craig Brown Band are both playing an early show before our show happens. And there's some other act. I'm not totally sure who it is, but...
you play with Craig?
Yeah.
He's cool. He's been here before, too.
Yeah, I was here with him the last time when we played.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't make the connection.
Cool. I was buried in a corner, so you probably didn't even see me, but that's
all right.
So those guys are playing tomorrow before our show. I'm not sure what time it starts, but it's only like three acts, and they're playing acoustic, so probably like, you know, seven-ish or so.
So by the time your show starts, you know, the one you're part of, it's probably more like 9:30. Ballpark.
Yeah, probably. I'd say probably 9-ish, 9:30. But yeah, come out for the whole night. It'll be fun. We'll all be hanging out.
Yeah.
Drinking some drinks and celebrating the weekend.
Cool. Okay. What was the name of that last song? I got to enter it in the computer.
Yeah, sure. That last song is called Tulsa County. It's kind of a cover that we turned into our own original, adding some different words and playing a little bit different. So,
who originally did the song?
It's kind of like an old folk song. A bunch of people did it. The version that we kind of mostly copied off is Jesse Davis, and the Birds did it.
Okay,
a bunch of like bands from the like late 60s, early 70s.
So you'd really have to be an historian to take it back to its roots, probably.
I think so. It might not even be that old, but I can't remember who wrote it because it's like so many people covered it. So it's just kind of one of those songs.
Well, it's got to be a good song if all those people did it,
it's
including
a
you.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. Thanks, man. That's nice. It is a great song.
All right. So what do we have next then?
All right.
Hazel Park.
Yeah. It's getting to be my favorite time of year when I go to the Hazel Park racetrack a lot and watch the horsies run and lose all my money. Just kidding. I don't really bet, but if I did. So this song's called Hazel Park Racetrack. I wasn't too creative in the name of it, so.
Okay.
We'll do it.
My man Kelly tells me how to win. Bet on first, I mean second again. Watching an egg float around the track. You catch my eye, I'm coming back.
Live from Studio J with Loose Koozies. All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, broadcasting from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. All right, so, well, the phones are kind of slow now. What's going on here, you know?
Oh, no. All the people we told to call in aren't calling, except for Alex.
Thanks again, Alex.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
Maybe we should go up to Gladwin. We could do, like, a little protest for that event.
Yeah. No way. Support David, man. Just kidding.
As long as he's got beer, I guess.
That's all that matters, yep.
Cool.
All right, so... You have ways to get your music? I know you don't have physical copies.
Yeah,
but.
We'll shortly have some physical ones. But right now, the best way to hear us, we got two songs up on our Bandcamp, and that is loosekoozies.bandcamp.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can get two digital singles, as I guess they're called nowadays.
Right. And then, of course, you're on Facebook, if they want to find out any information about anything.
Yeah, I think it's just facebook.com/loosekoozies, or just search Loose Koozies. There's no other ones, so.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing about, you know, titling
dumb
yourself
names.
Something like that.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any copies, probably.
No, not too many of those. So maybe in that regard, we did the right thing.
Yep, definitely.
Every other regard, not so much. cool.
Well, that's cool. All right. Do you have any other shows coming up in the future at all?
Or? Actually, our next show is probably going to be our tape release show, which will probably be in a month or so. No real plans for that yet. We're finishing up what will probably end up being the full length, but we're just kind of pulling all that stuff together in April. So we don't have anything else right now other than tomorrow, but you'll hear from us soon.
I'm okay, sure. Cool.
Probably sooner than later.
All right. If you don't mind, if you could go around the room again and just briefly, like, your influences, like who made you want to start to play or what you like a lot, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, somebody want to go first? Or you want me to go first? I can go first.
Some people act like that's such a hard question, but...
I mean, in terms of this band, I mean, obviously we are like a country rock band or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was really just trying to... in my songwriting for this, capture different places and times that I've been, more like, you know, I don't know, being out in nature and traveling and that those kind of vibes than trying to sound like any certain band.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, I mean, I've listened to country and rock ever since I was a kid. And
we're talking like old school country.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, God, I don't even know where to start. I mean, Willie Waylon, Townes Van Zandt, Gene Clark. Guy Clark, you know, I mean, there's a million people, you know, more traditional stuff, more alternative country, country rock, Byrds, Flying Burrito Brothers. But I mean, at the same time, also love Bob Seger, Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
So I don't know. I'm talking too much. You guys say some stuff.
That's okay. Yeah.
You guys go.
Well, I have a sneaking suspicion that one of those callers is from one of my favorite bands, Goober and the Peas.
Oh, there you go. You
know, yeah. Goober and the Peas
up,
is awesome.
Listen to a lot of them. Gun Club, Neil Young, newer stuff like Dexateens or Natural Child really got me going and playing music.
Yeah, I think for me, I can't really speak as far as what influences me to play like the style in this band.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just, I feel like one of the best country-ish rock songs to me is like Come On Baby, Let's Go Downtown by Neil Young on Tonight's the Night. That song hits me every time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if I could ever contribute to a song that makes me feel like that one does,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm into it. Other than that, yeah.
Yeah, he is a genius.
For sure.
Neil Young, for sure.
Well, I'm not a big country guy, but I like some stuff. I used to play in a country band and a lot of people would be like, they'd always throw me stuff, so, you know, Hank Williams is what a lot of people told me to listen to, and I liked that. And
you're talking about Senior, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like
and Junior.
yeah.
That was me.
But mostly in this band, I kind of just try to act like I'm in the Eagles, I think.
Yeah.
okay.
But drummer-wise, I like more like pop rock drummers, like Pete Thomas, who played with Costello and the Attractions, and John Worcester from Superchunk, and He plays with the Mountain Goats, who I don't really like, but I like his drumming, and Bob Mould, he plays with him from, so, drummer-wise, that's kind of who I look to for ideas.
Lest okay. we forget the Eagles, thank you for saying that, Nick.
Yeah.
Well, they did start out basically as a country band for the most part. They were the backing band for Linda Ronstadt before they became the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, they all came from other country-ish bands, too, whether Burrito Brothers, Long Branch Penny Whistle, Poco.
There you go.
Sorry. I'm launching the history of the Eagles right now. It's my favorite pastime.
Cool. All right. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do another song.
I don't think anyone ever said thank you for that Eagles knowledge before, so thanks, God. All those hours are worth it.
Yeah, you weren't wasting all your time there.
I thought you said you were wasted the whole time. I was like, yeah, pretty much, but...
Well, you are a friend of Craig's. Oops, yeah. I didn't say that, did I? You know, I'm just kidding. I love him.
All right. We're going to do a song called Sugar Notch PA. Okay. It's a slow one.
Must be a different place and time when you were
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Loose Koozies.
Gary
yes.
wants to ask the drummer a question.
Gary?
Yeah.
All right. We have another phone call. Wow.
Hey, what's up? Is this a record?
It is for since I've been doing this shit. All right, I'm going to put the phone on here. Gary, can you hear us? Hang on.
What's up, Gary?
Gary.
We almost have it.
Hear me?
Hey, I can hear you now. Gary?
Hi. I just had a question. I'm a huge Nick German fan. Been following his career since he's with Your Best Kept Secret, actually. And I was wondering, I've seen him play in a soul band. I've seen him play with Don't, with Loose Koozies. And I was wondering what it's like jumping from genre to genre and just knocking it out of the park every time. Totally.
Whoa. Well, you just really have to be a pro.
Look at the size of his head now.
He just burst the windows.
I pride myself as being nothing but professional. So, you just keep trying every day. I don't know. You just play drums, whatever.
What kind of band are you starting next?
I want to start a metal band because I can't play metal.
Okay.
Good challenge.
Well, I'm sure you'd do perfect.
Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, Gary. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Okay.
Sweet.
Well, you've got a line of groupies out there. You're going to have to worry when you leave after you pack up today.
Cool. Well, yeah. Come find us at the closest bar to this place.
And buy them beer. See, I'm looking out for you.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
All right, that's cool. No, that's wonderful that people are listening and they appreciate what they're hearing. That's great.
Thanks, everybody.
That's fantastic. Thank you, all three of you. Okay, why don't we keep it going? Let's do another song.
Cool. We're going to do a cover, actually, of someone we just mentioned. We're switching up, guys. Sorry. Springing it on them.
Uh-oh.
Not really springing it on them.
Yeah.
It's the next song after this. But yeah, we're going to do a cover of someone that we just kind of mentioned in passing really fast. It's a Graham Parsons song.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's our first time really playing this. So we'll see how it goes. All right. Count this. 1, 2, 3. Won't you scratch my back, sweet immigrants? Welcome me back to town. Come on your porch and step into your bar and I'll tell you how it all went down. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angel. And a good surround every single town. Oh, and I remember something you once told. Yeah, I'll be damned if it did not come true. 20,000 roads I went down, down, down. They all led me straight back home to you. Grow up with the country. Across those prairies with those waves of grain. And I saw a devil. And I saw my deep blue sea. And I thought about a calico bonnet from Cheyenne to Tennessee. Across the river bridge, last night at past 2. The switchman on the line waved his lantern by as we went through. The truck cops and billboards passed by the grievous angel. But I know just what I have planned to.
What was the name of that song, Eric?
It's called Return of the Grievous Angel.
I'm sorry?
Return of the Grievous Angel by Graham Parsons.
The Return of the Grievous Angel.
Yeah, if you want to see me not biff on that, you can come to PJ's Lager House tomorrow. And I promise, even though I just forced us to play that, that I won't mess up. So
it's all good.
Yeah, boy.
Okay. All right. Well, we're getting closer to the top of the hour. How many more songs do you have there?
We planned ahead. We got a lot, but let's see. I think we probably fit about three more in here.
Three or four more? Okay.
Yeah.
So we're still in good shape.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. What do we got left here? Let's do Joanna again.
What's that called?
This one's called Joanna.
Joanna.
It's about when I was in Memphis and got in a little bit of a scuffle over a Touch Tunes jukebox.
Were you drinking?
Yes. I mean, you could ask me that before any of these, and I would say yeah. So this last time we were just in Craig Brown Band, just went to Memphis, and it was the first time I haven't been in a fight or been close to being in a fight since out of all the times I've been there. So, hey, made it. I also wasn't drinking, so that's probably why.
Yeah. See, that was your first mistake.
Yeah. See. Hey, like I said.
All right.
Creative comes from everyone. I don't know what I'm talking about. All right, so this song's called Joanna. I'm going to shut up.
Dude with an attitude came towards me with a
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J in the country rock sounds of Loose Koozies. All right, I wonder, how does that band name come out after you've had way too many, you know?
I don't know, I always spell it wrong, so. But yeah.
Just curious.
There's a lot of different. People often think I'm saying loosey-goosey when I say Loose Koozies. That's what the guy at Trader Joe's pretty sure thinks my band name is. So.
Ah, okay.
Every time he says, how's Loosey Goosey's? I was like, what are you talking? I was like, oh, yeah, that's what you think my band's name is.
Oh, it happens.
Yep.
All right.
Cool.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, yeah, one more time. We're playing at PJ's Lager House tomorrow night with Jeff German and the Blankety Blanks in Television City, right from good old Detroit City.
And stay tuned, because I believe Jeff...
Oh, yeah, Jeff German exclusive interview coming up next after this. Also, this is our one of our songs on our Bandcamp. It's called Rollin' Heavy, and you can check that out at loosekoozies.bandcamp.com. All right, cool.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. All right.
Cool. Thanks so much for having us, Scott. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's been fun.
Eric, Andrew, yeah. Nick, Aaron.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming down and playing for us. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. I think we got time for one more.
Yeah, we can sneak one in here. Cool. Thanks again. And this one's called Lots of Roads. You a second, Andrew?
Need a second.
All right. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Loose Koozies.
Let's go.
Listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Hi, this is Jay Koronik, station advisor of WHFR.FM, the station to which you are listening, wanting to thank all of our loyal listeners for the pledges of support you have made during our once-a-year, one-week-only, on-air Radiothon 2017. Over 60% of our minimum required-to-be-paid budget must come from our loyal listeners, and we need to do a number of activities every year, including Radiothon, in order to raise all the funds we need. So we hope to see many of you at our usual off-air events, Dearborn Homecoming, Concert of Colors, Holistic Fair, Record Show, and Music Concerts. But if you missed our Radiothon Pledge Week and want to pledge your support now, please go right to our website, www.whfr.fm. Click on the Radiothon 2017 banner and enter your information. And don't forget to select one of our thank you gifts, still available. Please continue helping our non-commercial independent community radio station to present unique music and information. Again, our website is www.whfr.fm.